All right, taking a look now at the wide receiver defensive back one-on-ones for the South team practice on Tuesday here at the Reese's Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, with Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net. I'm Bo Wolf. And Tony, a pretty good group of receivers here at the Senior Bowl, especially on the South team. The quarterbacks, meanwhile, just two guys right now, Blake Sims and Garrett Grayson, as we see Sammy Coates from Auburn go deep, Sims unable to connect.
A little bit of an overthrow. The only thing you didn't see from Coates there was a burst, and that's something that scouts want to see. I mean, does he have the ability to be a vertical threat? If he does, he's going to go very high. You did not see that burst there, and he was behind the defender. Philip Dorsett right there. Philip Dorsett, I think, one of the more underrated receivers in this year's draft. He's quick. He's the guy who's going to run in a 4-3s. He can stretch the defense. Not the biggest guy, so it's probably going to be nothing more than a number three at the next level, but in the right system, I think he's going to be very good. You're looking at fourth, maybe third round pick.
Sims there connects to Donatello Luckett from Harding, an interesting prospect, a track star who had a lot of long touchdowns, a good return man for Harding.
Decent size. You like the quickness he showed running the routes on that play. Devontae Davis here of UNLV, no speed at all, no quickness, cannot get past Gunther of Miami of Florida. Davis is...
Might have been legal contact, though.
Well, regardless, he wasn't going to get to the pass. I mean, he's your prototypical possession wideout. If he's drafted, he's going to be very late, and he's going to have to run a lot of underneath routes.
I believe that's Tyler Lockett on the far side, making the catch.
You like the way Lockett extended his hands and caught the ball away from his frame, because his biggest problem, if you watch the film, is he always lets that ball get inside him, which leads to a lot of drops, so that's good to see.
Ja'Cory Shepherd, the cornerback from Kansas there in coverage against Josh Harper, the wide receiver from Fresno State.
Harper fighting the ball a little bit. One thing about these South quarterbacks, only two South quarterbacks, Sims and Garrett Grayson, is they've got some zip on these passes. These balls come out of their hands with some pop to the receiver. Good speed and velocity on the throws.
Certainly better than, at least arm strength-wise, we saw from the North team, as Ronnell Hall from Central Florida makes the catch there with Senquez Golston from Ole Miss in coverage. Senquez Golston, a very productive season at Ole Miss, but he did measure in at about 5'9 today at the weigh-ins.
Yeah, getting back to the quarterbacks, you see how the receivers really aren't waiting that long for the ball to get to them. I mean, they're coming out of the breaks, and the pass is right there. I think Sims has got to work on his mechanics and his accuracy. Grayson, when he's on, he's a very good quarterback, but you got to like the arm strength we've seen here.
Well, Tony, what do you make of Blake Sims from Alabama, just the one season starting, but in this not very deep draft of quarterbacks, everybody's sort of jockeying for that number three spot. Where do you think Sims falls?
I think he's going to be very late in the draft. He's not very tall. He's built more like a running back. He's showing well here. Earlier, he's had some very wild passes and pitch and catch, overthrowing receivers. Wouldn't surprise me as Nick Marshall is moving to defensive back if Sims is tried at running back, or if he makes a team in goal line situations, he's put on the field behind center primarily to run the ball.
Philip Dorsett with a nice move on the previous play, as we see a little contact there in the secondary, and then a dropped interception, unfortunately, by Emone Claiborne
contact
from Northwestern State, but the contact initiated, as you said, by Donatello Luckett.
Yeah, who could not come away with the ball.
Near side, Devontae Davis, who you talked about, a rematch here against Ladarius Gunter, a tall cornerback from Miami.
Tall, that cornerback that's had an up-and-down career, has shown flashes, but never really took his game to the next level. I mean, just watch Davis here. He's a good pass catcher, but he just can't separate. Doesn't have the quickness or the speed to get away. And remember, Gunter is a guy who probably isn't going to be drafted. Davis has really got to show his mettle here by beating him down.
And a change at quarterback now, Garrett Grayson from Colorado State.
Yeah.
Coming in, tries for the back shoulder, unable to connect. I'll challenge you, though. I think Gunter will get drafted because he's a tall cornerback.
Could be. I mean, Davis missed a bunch of games this season. Davis, you know, because of injury, so you got to give him credit for being out there. But it's not had a good go of it in the early.
We talked about Nick Marshall, Tony, and that is Nick Marshall on the far side playing cornerback, making the transition here at the Senior Bowl to defensive back, which he played at Georgia before transferring. Good to see him recognizing that that's probably his future at the next level, and he did a good job there.
You know, I spoke to some people, and they said that it wasn't decided until very late that he was going to be defensive back, and he had not been working on defensive back drills all that much during training. leading up to the Senior Bowl, which makes it even more impressive. There's a long delay, long layoff from playing the playing in the defensive backfield, the secondary, the footwork, the hip flip, ability to flip his hips and transition, fighting with his hands with opponents. It's been a good day for him.
Senquez Golston in press coverage there, and good coverage until that second move from Ron L. Hall from Central Florida, but Grayson unable to connect again.
Hall, a bit of an underrated receiver. He was very good in 2013. Thought he was a mid to late round pick or had that potential. Struggled with injuries this year, never really got his game off the ground. So as a result, he's going to slide, but he's got some talent.
Deep ball and a nice, did he come up with it? Was that, that is Desmond Lewis from Central Arkansas going up against Ja'Cory Shepherd from Kansas. I'm not sure if he came up with it or not from this angle, but if even if not, he did a good job going up and getting it at its highest point.
And the crowd appreciated it, as you may have heard in the background. Lewis, a tall target, also helps out as a return specialist. Doesn't have the second gear, but still, he's a good athlete. Run those underneath patterns and you know, return kicks for you.
Sammy Coates going for the big diving catch down the field, unable to haul it in, unfortunately.
Again, with Sammy Coates, you want to see that if he's got that burst, and as with what we've seen, he looks like a one-speed receiver, which is it's not going to help him. It won't hurt him, but he's not going to be able to elevate his draft stock all that much.
Gunter against Devontae Davis again, and they are just locked up here as Grayson throws it, and Davis cannot haul in the catch.
That looked more like a lineman's drill than it did receiver defensive back. And even with that, when he comes back, Davis has got to hold on to that ball.
Let's go through a few more here. I want to see one more play from Nick Marshall on the far side, but right now it's Kevin White. Actually, that's not Kevin White. That's Imon Claiborne. And then again, a nice job pressing there against Tello Luckett.
I think the defensive backs are getting away with a lot here. You want to jam them. You want to be physical. But there's going to be a point in time where they're going to throw the flag on you. And it looks like here is Nick Marshall on the far side.
First, we've got Kevin White on the near side going up against Philip Dorsett from Miami, who has looked very explosive. You see it there.
Wish he had held onto the ball. Garrett Grayson can throw his bullets, but you got to like the way the undersized Dorsett used his hands to separate from defenders. You know, there's route running, there's speed. You also got to be able to use your hands to get those defenders off you.
All right, Nick Marshall on the far side now as he continues to make that transition. And he is beat deep. That's a nice job there by Tyler Lockett from Kansas State, obviously against the inexperienced Nick Marshall, but you did see him able to pull away at the second level.
There are only a few defensive backs from either the North or the South squad at the Senior Bowl that are going to be able to stay step for step with Tyler Lockett, because he is a legitimate field stretcher. The way you stop Lockett is you keep him in front of you or you jam him at the line of scrimmage and you disrupt him, but once he gets a half a step on you, good luck. No one's going to catch him.
And we will end it there with a nice completion to Josh Harper from Fresno State. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf, taking a look at the wide receivers and defensive backs for the South team at the Reese's Senior Bowl.